Military job cuts are being felt in Alaska. The Air Force has eliminated more than 250 jobs previously available to civilians at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Major Joseph Coslett, the base's public affairs director, says the cuts were ordered late yesterday as part of a national push to help meet an overall Air Force goal of more than 9,000 reductions. However, he says that does not mean there will be that many people who will lose their current jobs.
They identified 256 positions. Of those, 50 had folks in those current positions. Now, what our civilian personnel office is trying to do is move those folks to other open positions on the installation.
Coslett says the positions that will be eliminated were primarily the result of the merger of Fort Richardson and Elmendorf Air Force Base into one joint operation. Major Coslett says despite the cuts, there are still some opportunities for civilians to work at the base, both with Air Force and Reserve units.
Some medical and some operational jobs or careers haven't been looked at yet because they directly support the warfighting capability. And so those are our mission partners here on JBEAR. And so maybe some of those folks that were identified could go that way. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to exhaust every voluntary measure we can. That way we don't have to do any involuntary reduction in force.
Alaska's other Air Force base is also affected by Department of Defense realignment and drawdown. Air Force spokesman Staff Sergeant Miguel Lara says Eielson, near Fairbanks, is also seeing civilian job losses.
Right now, Eielson's share of the resource management division is at present 45 positions over the next 5 years. This doesn't directly translate into people. Some of the positions designated to be cut are currently empty or will be reallocated.
Lara says it's unclear exactly how many people will actually be laid off. He says a civilian hiring freeze remains in place as the base pursues voluntary cutbacks to try to avoid further mandated reductions. Congressman Don Young is calling the job cuts dead wrong. He says Alaska's congressional delegation is writing a letter stating concerns to Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz and Air Force Secretary Michael Donnelly.
What we have to do is try to, and we have a delegation letter we're sending over if we ever get the senators agreeing on anything. We're going to have a letter saying, no, this is wrong for the military mission. And, of course, it does affect jobs. But it isn't just the jobs, it's the military mission.
Young says he's concerned this could be a harbinger of what's to come someday when there's another round of BRAC or base realignment and closure when military installations around the country are examined for cuts.
That's the next danger we have in Alaska if this attitude keeps going. And I will tell you, if it gets to a point where I think we're not providing the appropriate training and equipment for my soldiers, I won't support any military. That's not fair to any troops that are in the military to have an inadequately trained soldier, male or female, inadequately equipped soldier. It's immoral for this Congress to send them possibly into combat.
There's no indication from the Obama administration that base closures are coming down the pike.